BBC Radio Oxford.
I'm Malcolm Boyden at bbc.co.uk. I want to start with Lucy and Jacob's story this morning. You see, walking down the stairs or walking to the car or walking down to the shops is something we all take for granted, isn't it? But for someone with cerebral palsy, it's a big feat. It's a huge feat, actually. But thanks to Footsteps, the centre in Dorchester-on-Thames, they're great, aren't they, Footsteps, a disabled child can learn to walk again. I want to tell you about Jacob. Jacob Wright is four. He lives in Summertown in Oxford. He was diagnosed with cerebral palsy. He is doing okay, thanks to Footsteps. Hopefully, thanks to a pioneering operation in America in the next couple of months, he'll be back on his feet properly. We'll talk about that with his mum now. Let's meet her. She's Lucy. She's in the studio with me. Hi, Lucy.
Hi, good morning. Good
morning. Thanks ever such a lot for coming in. How's Jacob today?
He's doing well today, thank you. Yeah, that's good.
He's a twin, isn't he? So his brother is Jordan.
Yep.
He's Jacob. Jordan doesn't have cerebral palsy.
No, Jordan's perfectly healthy, and Jacob was diagnosed with cerebral palsy at around 6 months old.
Okay. Was there a moment when you knew that something wasn't perfect with Jacob, Lucy?
Yeah, I mean, they were both obviously born 12 weeks prematurely. So we were sort of expecting that there may be problems. But Jacob did really well in special care. He carried on sort of developing as we thought was normally until he was around 6 months old. And Jordan started to do all the normal things like sitting up. He began to crawl. And Jacob never did any of those things. And that's when we really started to realise that actually he's massively behind his twin brother.
Mm. So what did you do?
He started having physiotherapy just with the NHS physios, had a lot of hospital appointments, a lot of tests, trying to see exactly what it was, seeing what they could do to help. And then it was last year that we found out about Footsteps in Dorchester-on-Thames, which is a private physiotherapy centre. And before we went there, Jacob couldn't do anything. He couldn't sit, he couldn't walk, crawl. And since he's been going there, it's just been phenomenal, the changes that we've seen in him.
Really?
Fantastic place, fantastic staff and physios. He can now use a walking frame to walk around. He learnt to commando crawl while he was in one of the sessions, and he's actually reciprocal crawling as well now. So we've seen huge changes, and in his attitude, he's just so much more motivated to do things as well now, which is brilliant.
He's a determined little soul, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's a bright lad, isn't he?
Very bright, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What was it like the moment you were told that he had cerebral palsy? What was it like for you and your partner, Scott?
Heartbreaking, to be honest. Shock. You just don't know how to take it. It's the not knowing what the future holds, I think, is the hardest thing when you have a child that has any disability, really. You never know whether they'll be able to, you know, do simple things like look after themselves, get themselves dressed. Obviously, the big one for us is getting Jacob to walk.
Yes.
It's just not knowing what the future holds.
Now, for a young couple with twin boys, life is difficult.
It is.
No matter what.
Yeah.
What was it like for you two with one lad who had cerebral palsy, one lad who didn't? What's life been like for you? Tell me a little bit about it. The normal things, the getting around, the getting them dressed.
Everything is hard work. I mean, like you said, with twins anyway, it is difficult. But when you have a child with additional needs, it just makes it that much harder. You've got the constant comparison between the boys. It's just things like getting Jacob in the car. You know, you're constantly having to lift him. I have to dress him, feed him. He doesn't sleep brilliantly. It's all the extra little daily things that you have to do that make life a lot more complicated and difficult. But at the same time, he teaches us a lot as well. You know, I think on a positive note, he is hard work, but he's taught us all as a family a lot. He's so happy and determined. It just makes you kind of appreciate life, and you don't take anything for granted when you have a disabled child. Every little thing that they do is special.
Yeah. And how's Jordan with Jacob?
He's amazing with him, to be honest. For 4 years old, he's got far more understanding than any other child that I know.
Really? What sort of things?
They're inseparable. Absolute best of friends. They just giggle from the moment they get up to the moment they go to bed.
Really?
They play together all the time, laughing, joking. They couldn't be without each other. He's always helping Jacob. Jacob will ask him, Jordan, go and get me a drink, and off he goes and does it for him. So he's fantastic for four, yeah.
So you found footsteps, and was that when things started to change for you, for your partner and for Jordan, but most importantly for Jacob?
Definitely, yeah, because it does affect you as a whole family. Obviously, they've helped Jacob massively with the physical side of things, but also for us as a family. You get to meet other parents in the same situation, which makes a huge difference because you can talk to them, find out loads of information. And it's just nice to know that you're not alone and that they're all going through the same things.
Yes. Claire Morley is listening to us. Put your headphones on a minute because we're going to talk to Claire now. Claire is the fundraising executive from Footsteps in Dorchester-on-Thames. She's listening to us. Hi, Claire.
Hi. Hi, Malcolm.
Hi. And I believe you already know Lucy.
Yes, I do. I know Lucy and Jacob very well. And it's been fantastic to see the progress that Jacob's made in the time that he's been at Footsteps.
How do you do it?
Well, it's just a tremendous work as a therapist, really. They're so dedicated to the children, and they have the opportunity to work one-on-one with them. So they build up a fantastic relationship and meet the needs of each individual child.
Mm, but getting a child who, I think it's right in saying that Jacob couldn't walk at all, really, could he, Lucy?
He could barely even sit up when we first started going.
He could barely even sit up. And what can he do now?
He can use his walking frame, he can crawl, pull himself up to standing, do transitions between sitting and crawling, all those sorts of things which are really essential.
Claire, what techniques do you use to get a boy to do that from nothing?
Well, the Footsteps Therapy Programme, it combines traditional exercises with a specialist piece of equipment which we call the spider. And the spider is very unique. It's the only spider in the UK, so we have families travelling from all over the country to access the programme. And it basically gives the children the freedom to stand and move independently, which is something that they wouldn't usually be able to do. And it also gives the therapist the opportunity to carry out all sorts of exercises with the children, with them having the confidence to stand freely.
Now, you have an awareness week this week and you're asking us to do something very specific to help you. Tell me about that, Claire.
Well, Footsteps Cerebral Palsy Awareness Week, it starts on the 11th and we're running it through to the 18th of May. And we're appealing to individuals in the county and nationwide to simply donate an hour of their salary to help children like Jacob access the Footsteps Centre. So, during an hour of therapy at Footsteps, children can, like Jacob, can learn how to take 100 steps in the treadmill, for example. So by simply donating an hour of your salary, you can help a child achieve this.
Hold on. During 1 hour at Footsteps, you can get a disabled child to walk 100 steps in an hour?
Obviously, it does depend on each individual child. Everyone's at different levels, but we have had, children who have been able to do that.
And if we donate an hour of our salary during this week, next week, isn't it? Well, whenever. Let's do it. Let's start now. Let's throw the formalities out of the window. We can start now. Then all of our money will go to helping children in Oxfordshire and beyond do just that, will it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. How do we find out more?
You can go to Just Giving, our Footsteps Foundation Just Giving site, and search for Donate an Hour 2013.
Okay.
And you can donate online.
Footstepsfoundation.com you're after. I wonder, Lucy, when you first entered this Footsteps building, did you realise immediately that this is something different?
Yeah, definitely.
It was immediate, was it?
It's just got such a nice feel about it. Obviously, Claire, working on reception, they're all fantastic, very helpful. Any questions that you have, they're always very willing to help and do the best. And then the families, as soon as you walk in, everyone just wants to say hello and talk to you. You sort of share more with these people in the first hour of meeting them than you do with a lot of people in your whole lifetime, because they know what it's like and they understand you.
Let me ask you this question, Lucy, if I may. What's it like for a mom to see their child walk one step?
Amazing. You can't describe it, to be honest. It's just fantastic. And the joy that I can see on Jacob's face when he's able to do these things by himself is priceless.
His adventure continues. You're off to America, hopefully. I say hopefully because The Fletcher family and Jacob and Jordan and Scott, they've been fundraising really hard to make this happen. What's going to happen hopefully in June, Lucy?
Well, we've booked Jacob in for a completely life-changing operation in America called selective dorsal rhizotomy. It's where they cut some of the nerves in his spinal cord, and this will get rid of all the tightness in his legs to give him a much better chance of walking. We're flying out there on the 21st of June, and we've had to fundraise £65,000 for this operation.
£65,000. And you've very nearly done it, haven't you?
Yeah, we're about 1,300 short of our target now, so we're very, very nearly there.
Goodness me, 1,300. So the people around you must have been very generous.
Everyone's been absolutely amazing. You know, complete strangers have done wonderful things for us. We only started in January, and we couldn't have done it without the support of family and friends and strangers, to be honest. It's
and when Jacob's had this operation, how will life be different again?
Well, we've seen a lot of families that have already had it done at Footsteps, and it's just phenomenal, the changes that you see in them. They're able to do so much more. It takes away a lot of the pain and the uncomfortable sort of tightness that they have in their legs, just frees them up to learn to walk.
Amazing. And I would imagine that Jordan wants to play football with his little brother, doesn't he?
He does. He always says that's his biggest wish, is for Jacob to be able to walk. So he does understand, you know, what we're trying to do, and that's all he wants, is Jacob to be able to run around with him.
Another £1,300, and Jacob will be off to America to have this operation so that his twin brother Jordan can have his biggest wish fulfilled, that they can play football in the garden. We see kids playing. My boys play football in the garden all the time. I've never even thought about the fact that they might not be able to. We take it for granted. It's a simple thing, but what would it mean to you?
It would mean the world to us. You can't even imagine how much it would mean to see him take a first independent step without the aid of a walker or, you know, anyone holding his hand. For him to just be able to run around and play with Jordan would be an absolute dream. It's all we ever want for him, really.
Yeah, and there's another little twist to this story as well, because Lucy's been telling me her partner Scott works away in Iraq. He's a bodyguard in Iraq. Yeah. So he works hard, he works away. You've had a bit of a battle, haven't you? But you've stuck together and you've stuck with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult because he goes away for long periods of time, so I'm kind of on my own with the boys. It's hard anyway without having your partner being away. But obviously he's, you know, doing a good job out there. So,
yeah. Do you get scared for him?
Yeah, I do, definitely. It is worrying. It's not a nice job to be doing.
Yeah, you've come in here and you're smiling as broadly as you like. How have you coped? Let's talk about you.
I'm quite a laid-back person. I just get on with it. I mean, there's nothing else you can do, is there? You have to just get on with it. Jacob's happy and Jordan's happy, so I have to be happy for them. You know, that's the main thing, isn't it? As long as your children are happy, that's all you're concerned about.
If people want to, I don't know, there might be people, I'm just saying this now off the top of my head, if there's people that want to donate to help Jacob get to America, and £65,000, they've raised most of it anyway, they've done all the hard work themselves, it's just this extra push, £1,300 to get Jacob playing football in the back garden with his twin brother Jordan. Have you got a Just Giving site
we
as well?
We do, it's justgiving.com/Jacob's Footsteps.
Jacob's Footsteps, justgiving.com. A lot of information there, and we do have all the information in the studio as well, so just give us a call if you've missed any of it. Lovely meeting you, Lucy. It really is.
Thank you. Good luck to
Jacob and Jordan.
Thank you very much.
Good luck for June. I know you're going to go anyway, aren't you, whether you get this extra money or not. It's just the extra money you need. So we'll follow your story if we can.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you for coming in.
Bye.
Well done.
BBC Radio Oxford.